It's the Morning Midwest Digest. Good morning, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Friday morning edition of the Midwest Digest is brought to you by Case IH and your local Case IH dealer. I'll have this morning's stories coming right up.
At Case IH, we know why cattle get all the glory. But while a cow stands around eating 25 pounds of hay in a day, our round balers can bale 450,000 pounds of hay in a day. While cattle only have one job to do on your operation, our Maxim Series tractors have 70 tools and attachments to help you do any job. While a steer leaves 65 pounds of manure in one day, our Farmall Series tractors lift 3,800 pounds of manure in just one load. While a heifer can only take one bite of hay at a time, our rotary disc mower conditioners can cut a 16-foot wide swath of hay at a time. Sure, cattle bring in the profits, but for absolutely every other job you need to get done on your operation, Case IH equipment is clearly where to turn to for productivity. Find out more at your local Case IH dealer or at caseih.com/livestock.
This will be the busiest travel day of the Christmas season, and the TSA line to the airports could be a little bit slow with folks carrying along presents. Don't forget, your careful wrapping could be for naught if that screener wants to see inside. And that storm system that moved north from the Gulf through the Carolinas is also in the Northeast. Snow is not being forecast for the big cities, but some heavy rains and scattered thunderstorms are for major airports along the East Coast. Even though it's out east, air travel across the heartland could be slowed by that too. From This Week in Agribusiness, there's news this morning. China plans to make a third round of U.S. soybean purchases right away. Now, this is according to two sources quoted by the Reuters news service. In the trade war truce between Washington and Beijing, China this month has bought U.S. soybeans for the first time in 6 months. And the sources quoted by Reuters say that more than 2 million tons of additional purchases are likely before the Christmas holiday on Tuesday. Now, that would bring the total U.S. sales to China since December 1st to more than 5 million tons. Yesterday, I shared the story about the drug runners, how they used sheep as mules to bring their stuff into Chicago. Well, in Nebraska, the drug mules have had a rough time this year, especially as they go east on Interstate 80. It's been a banner year for drug seizures along the highways of Nebraska. The governor says those busts most likely saved lives, not only in Nebraska, especially when it comes to the more deadly drugs like fentanyl. Whatever you are doing today, you may have to do a little more of it in the dark. It's the winter solstice today, marking the longest night and the fewest hours of daylight of the year. For those of us here in North America, the solstice is the precise moment at which we're farthest from the sun. That'll happen this afternoon at 23 minutes past 4 Central Time. And while this is officially the beginning of winter, meteorologists say it started about 3 weeks ago on December 1st. And many of us who've been putting up with it, well, we feel it started last month. But after the solstice, well, the days will start to get longer eventually, and it won't seem fast enough for many of us. That's the Morning Midwest Digest, brought to you by Case IH. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a great weekend.